We've analysed 400 plus podcasts. Here are three reasons why your show won't grow or monetize. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tiger O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover why social media visibility, even with consistency, often fails to bring in new listeners for your podcast.
The simple equation most podcasters live by that creates low ceilings to growth and how to break it.
And how one of our clients jumped from 500 monthly downloads to 12,000 monthly downloads and closed $7,800 in sales without having an existing audience.
Wow.
Welcome back to another Thursday episode, where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So Tyke, we've been in the space for quite some time now, 5 years, which is half a decade, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Yep. And we've learned a lot of lessons about podcast growth. Some are obvious, some not so obvious. But I think today we want to share with our audience and listeners, again, three very specific reasons as to why most people don't grow and monetize after analyzing 400 other shows. A lot of these will be surprising, and the takeaway here is to help you again avoid these common mistakes or these pitfalls to help you gain clarity around why your show isn't growing so you can take the steps to grow way faster. So Tyke, what is reason number one as to why shows fail to grow and monetize?
The first reason that we've got for you today is not understanding the full potential of your show.
Interesting. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, most podcasters confuse the ceiling of their results, so like the maximum amount of downloads they've really seen or really like seen within their ballpark. Most podcasters get that confused with the actual potential for their show, like the ceiling of their show's potential and the ceiling of the current results that are two completely different things.
I think that's a good way to put it, man. So it kind of sounds like they have an experience with their show of how much traction has gained so far, and they kind of just put that as like, hey, this is as far as a show can grow. And you know what's crazy, man? I think I had a call with this guy like 6 months ago, which was very interesting for various reasons. One of them being that he had published 200 plus episodes, been podcasting for 5 years, which is impressive. 5 years is a hell of a long time to be podcasting for.
Sure.
And his show was all about authentic leadership. And he was at a spot where he was getting 600 monthly downloads every month, but he was stuck there for a couple of years. So again, he kind of hit this gap of 600 monthly downloads and couldn't break past it. Now, when I spoke to him on a strategy session, he essentially expressed to me that he came to the conclusion that his current downloads were kind of just a natural limit of his show. You know, after years of podcasting, he was now on the verge of quitting because he felt like, well, this is as big as my show will get. And I remember him saying something very specific, which was, well, I have a niche show. There's not that many people who would listen to this type of podcast, so I don't really see how much bigger it can get. Now, the truth is, the number of downloads that he was experiencing and that you might be experiencing on your podcasting journey is not the maximal potential of your actual show. It really isn't.
And furthermore, it often might even just be a drop in the ocean compared to the potential. In the case of a leadership podcast getting 600 downloads a month like this guy.
A drop in the ocean.
Absolutely a drop in the ocean.
But more of that to come, right? So what are we trying to say? Well, currently the results you've gotten from your show, if the show isn't as big as you like, if you're not generating the income you want from the show, that's simply a result of the inputs, the action you've taken so far when it comes to your current growth strategy, your ability to make your show more discoverable, the current growth systems you've had in place. Now, for most podcasters, they don't really have these things properly in place if the show has stopped growing or has plateaued, which is a problem because your show literally won't grow. You've just hit the current ceiling of the actions you've taken so far.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like planting a tree in a small pot, and then the tree will stop growing. If the tree hasn't seen any other tree, it might just think, okay, this is as big as I'm going to get. But of course, you know, put it in a forest and it'd be like, whoa, like, why am I so small? It's just the size of this pot. I don't know why I'm talking from the point of view of the tree, but the tree obviously doesn't have perspective on how much bigger it can get because it only knows the ceiling of its own results, in this case, environment it's in. It's plant pot, right? It can hit a limit really, really early just because
it's plant.
It's in a plant pot rather than out in the woods. And a container is too small, right? And if the podcast is not doing what you would like it to do, regardless of what the numbers are,
likelihood is you're stuck on a plant pot, which should be very encouraging because it really does mean that the current show and the size of the podcast isn't the verdict, isn't this like this grand finale. You know, you haven't got to the end of the movie scene and this is where it peaks. It's not that. It's just a snapshot of your podcast's current conditions. What are the strategies you've implemented so far? How has your show been discovered? And what are the systems you have in place to consistently grow, reach new listeners, and monetize the podcast? Most podcasters don't have any of those pieces. So the show, of course, just hits its quote-unquote natural ceiling of the actions you've taken so far. Now, the formula that so many podcasters live by and believe will drive the growth of their show is consistency plus time equals growth. Which sounds like the thing that everyone says to you. You want to grow a podcast, Tig? Yeah, just be consistent, bro.
Just be consistent.
It's going to take time. Be patient.
Yeah. Not true.
Not true. But of course, this really isn't true, right? Because if it was true, everyone that you see who has a podcast would have a rapidly growing show that's highly profitable, that gets recognized, that massive audience love.
Yeah.
But the majority of shows struggle to grow. And it's because this formula is missing a key piece. Again, the formula being consistency plus time equals growth. So I guess what is the real formula that will drive growth for people, Tig?
Well, consistency plus strategy multiplied by time equals growth. There's a strategy piece that is missing. So in this case, let's bring it back to the plant pot. If we compare the equation to the plant pot, consistency plus strategy multiplied by time equals growth. Consistency is you just watering the plant. It's the plant getting sunlight. It's the tree doing its thing.
Photosynthesizing, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, thank you. Time remains the same, right? So you water the plant, you let time pass, it's going to grow. But what's not factored in that equation, water a plant, give it time and it'll grow, or consistency multiplied by time will grow, is the capacity, right? Like the ceiling you've set on it, in this case, the plant pot. And the strategy piece to this equation is the kind of the size of the plant pot that you give it. The strategy determines how much potential there really is to the podcast and how much you can expand the potential of the podcast. And of course, we multiply strategy by time. So, you know, there's hugely varying results to what you can get when you factor in the strategy. Without the strategy, it's purely just as consistent as you can be, which hits a limit early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
No more than once a week or no more than twice a week, whatever you said it, multiplied by time. So there's a natural ceiling there that's very small. Strategy can vary massively, whereas consistency cannot vary massively.
I think
when you multiply that by time, the results can be vastly different. Am I getting too mathematical here? Or
slightly mathematical, but I'm following you. I guess to bring it back to the plant pot, I like your analogy on that, mate. If you imagine you have a plant pot, again, it grows, hits its limit. That's the strategy. Your strategy to grow this tree as big as you can is, let me put it in a plant pot. Well, if you put it in a plant pot, it's not going to get very big.
Yeah.
Whereas if you plant that seed, like Tig mentioned, in a forest, in a rainforest, and the conditions are wildly different, well, your strategy is, hey, I'm just going to put this in the perfect environment with no ceilings and no cap and just see how big this thing gets. The strategy here is the conditions for the plant pot. You've put this seed and planted a seed in an environment where it can actually grow, has everything it needs to grow as big as it possibly can. So, of course, grows as big as it possibly can. That's a strategy piece. And the same thing goes with your podcast. It's like, yeah, you can be consistent and spend a bunch of time on it. But if you don't have a strategy in place to make sure the show reaches its actual full potential, it's going to just be capped based on the things you're currently doing. And the things you're currently doing are the reason why the show's capped.
Now, with that said, how do we know this is true, right? We know this because we've helped so many podcasters who have been stuck around the same downloads, like 600 downloads a month for a year, 1,000 downloads a month for a year, even like 4,000 downloads a month for a period of years.
Like 3-4 years.
You know? Or 100 downloads a month, or 50 downloads a month for a year, 2 years. We've seen so many situations like this transform into something that, you know, would have not even been possible in the mind of that podcaster who was getting 100 downloads a month for 2 years, or 1,000 downloads a month from 2 years. You know, we've seen 1,000 downloads a month become 30,000 downloads a month. Mm-hmm. We've seen 100 downloads a month become 10,000 downloads a month. We've seen 4,000 downloads a month become 30,000 downloads a month. You know, so this isn't just kind of some linear, like, oh, we've seen those. Based on where you are now, you can double that. But, you know, if you're at 100 downloads a month now, yeah, maybe you can get to 200 or 1,000. It's really like
a lot more limitless. And I think a good example of this would be one of our clients, David. He actually had a leadership podcast in the exact same space as the podcast where I spoke to 6 months ago that I mentioned earlier on this podcast. David's podcast is all about heart-led leadership. Now, David was podcasting for a year, and he was stuck at 1,000 monthly downloads. He came to us because he realized that he didn't have an actual strategy in place. It was a lot of guesswork. He was posting constantly on social media, but he could recognize that his efforts and his strategies weren't getting him the results that he wanted. And he wanted more. He desired more. He knew his content was good, and he knew it could impact the right people. Now, when he started working with us, we made some changes, had the right strategy in place, and 6 months later, he grew past 7,000 monthly downloads and was able to make over 5 figures in terms of revenue added to his business because he had the right strategy, from 1,000 monthly downloads to over 7,000 monthly downloads in just over 6 months. Whereas the other podcast I spoke to was at 600 monthly downloads and just believed that that was a limit for his show because his audience were too niche. Whereas for David, he had the exact same audience he was targeting, but because he had the right strategy in place, his efforts went so much further in comparison.
And that should be encouraging. Hopefully, as you're hearing this now, this is exciting and encouraging, because it essentially means that no matter how long you've been stuck or where you've been capped at, your best months are not even, they're nowhere near that. They're completely unfathomable to where you are now. Your show's true potential is still untouched, not confined by what you've achieved so far, not even close to it, not even in the same plane of existence. And again, hopefully that is exciting to hear rather than anything else.
Hey, would you like to grow beyond 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and start generating sales from your show in the next 3 to 6 months without relying on social media, high profile guests, or word of mouth? If so, I would love to encourage you to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and book your free 30-minute strategy session with our team. We'll love the opportunity to help you grow and monetize your podcast way faster. With that being said, let's get back to the episode. So reason number two as to why so many podcasts struggle to grow and monetize is being overly reliant on social media alone as a growth strategy. Most podcasters treat social media as the main growth engine. But here's the shift, right? Social media platforms aren't built to send people away to your platform. There's a certain level of frustration, I guess, from myself and Tyke, because we've been doing this for the last 5 years, and we quickly recognize that social media has never been a good growth strategy for any podcast we've seen and have worked with ever, but as the main thing that so many people quote unquote rely on. Even though if you had a time to reflect on, I've been posting consistently on social media, I'm constantly promoting these clips, have I seen significant growth from my show over the last 6 months? Likelihood is, the answer is like no. But then people still invest the time, invest the energy onto these platforms that aren't getting the results. So we want to make this very clear. Like, if you've been doing something for the last 6 months and it's not working, doing more of the same thing, the results won't just magically shift and your podcast just takes off. You'll just end up wasting more time, burning your time and energy that, quite frankly, could be spent elsewhere.
Yep.
Rather than you feeling frustrated because you're doing quote unquote all this work, which is the wrong work, and the show isn't growing as fast as you'd like.
And to bring this back to social media specifically, this doesn't mean social media is useless. You know, it's a great tool when it comes to engaging your current listeners, keeping people top of mind. And of course, there are ways, some ways do work better than others to use social media to grow.
Agreed.
For example, leveraging online communities. Mm-hmm. But the traditional ways of growing, you know, like just basically shouting from the rooftops on social media, short form content, like self-promotional posts. Yeah, that stuff is terrible. It really doesn't work in the way people think it does. And instead of stressing about posting every day, because it is quite the hamster wheel, on top of, you know, maintaining the podcast every week and all your other recurring activities, like Anthony said, you can put that energy into other systems, for example, podcast SEO or being a guest on other shows, and use that as the main driver for your show's growth.
You can actually end up doing less promotional work, grow way faster, have more fun, and reach more of the right listeners by not doing as much work on the social media. That's essentially what it is, right?
Sounds great.
Now, point number three. So what's the final reason why we see so many podcasters struggle to grow, monetize, and take their shows to that next level?
Well, this kind of follows off the last point a little bit. Being too attached and not experimenting can kill your momentum, because you can end up spending way too much time going in the wrong direction or doing the wrong things. Now, of course, doing the wrong things we just covered, right? Social media is an example of that. But you can also spend too much time releasing and publishing episodes with a show that has basically the wrong foundations, the wrong plan pot, so to speak, that can take you in the wrong direction. So for example, let's say you want to get clients from your podcast listeners. You're an online coach and your podcast listeners could become clients of yours. Solo episodes are the best way to use your content to nurture and convert those listeners into clients of yours. But let's say you just love doing interviews because you love talking to people and you think your interviews are great. Being too attached to that format and kind of like falling in love with the current version of your show, in the example, can completely stall your chances of actually getting to where you want to be, you know, turning listeners into clients.
And on the surface, it feels like loyalty. You know, you've invested so much time, energy, and part of your identity into this version of your podcast. The idea of now making the change feels like you're betraying it, right? It feels different, feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It feels like you're changing things. But there's a bigger problem that most people just totally miss, which is, again, this attachment to the current show that isn't growing and is stagnant. Because let's say, for example, you're overly attached to the current show's format. You love interviewing guests, but the goal is to attract clients to your business. And interviewing guests isn't going to get you more clients for your business, but you love interviewing guests. So you just stay interviewing guests, even though it's actually working against you. So by you being too attached, you stop testing new strategies. You stop iterating to find what works. You stop paying attention to what's not working and pivoting when you need to.
And on the other hand, in the same breath, the most successful podcasters are playing a completely different game and thinking about this completely differently. They are adapting without ego. They're not getting too attached to the current version of the show. And essentially, they're making data-driven changes and regular iterations instead of emotional ones. And of course, when you're emotional about it, you actually stop changing a lot as well. This means that if something's not hitting the way they want, they don't spend years trying to force it to work. They tweak their positioning. They try a different type of episode. They iterate the format on the episode. They reframe their podcast packaging, their niche, maybe even things like the cover. This principle can apply to any part of your podcast growth, not just do you do interviews or not.
Can I just say, Doug, that's so powerful. If it's not hard hitting and the show isn't picking up traction as it currently is, they don't spend years trying to force it to work. Like, how many times have we been in situations in business, we have this grandiose idea and we just try and try and try to make it work, but the audience don't like it, they don't love it, hence why it hasn't picked up traction. It thought it was a good idea, you tried it and it hasn't worked. And if you're too attached to this idea that clearly isn't working, you end up spending 6 months, a year of your own time that's already limited as it is, trying to make this thing work that clearly isn't. Whereas the people who make these monumental leaps that you might see them after 6 months, 10,000 monthly downloads, thousands of dollars being made from their show, is because they're operating under a different paradigm. They're thinking, okay, well, I tried that for 3 months, didn't work. What do I need to change? That is the mindset. They're constantly iterating and testing. So they get through so many different tests to find what's working. They don't just believe they're going to hit jackpot the very first time. And that's a mindset shift that we consistently see with our clients. They get exceptional results, and we see across all top 1% podcasters growing, thriving, and monetizing. And that's a mindset we want to encourage you to adapt.
Ultimately, it's the end goal and the mission that is the thing to perhaps be emotionally attached to. But the show is just a vehicle to deliver that mission and deliver it to as many people as possible. If you think of it as a vehicle, vehicles can be upgraded, redesigned, replaced, or even just completely scrapped when they're not getting you there fast enough or not getting you there efficiently enough. And with that said, your vehicle, so to speak, probably doesn't need to be scrapped, right? It usually doesn't take something so monumentally different. We normally don't have clients start a new show or anything like that, for example, when they go through changes that we mentioned. Growth comes from usually small, low-risk experiments consistently in the mindset that comes with that, that stack over time.
So look, it's kind of like, you know, when people say, hey, you've got this grand vision, stop being too concerned, overly attached to the how. That will figure itself out as long as you're open. You've got the grand vision, you want to go, but be open to how you get there. Because if not, you're going to be too rigid, you're going to be confined, and you're not going to get there anywhere as fast. It's not going to be as fun. It's going to be way more stress than it needs to be. And why would you want that? You can have it. You can grow your podcast way easier with less stress and more abundance if you, again, start being so attached to what the current show is and let go and let it become what it needs to be. To recap, reason number one why most shows struggle to grow and monetize is really you're underestimating your show's full potential.
Reason number two, which honestly feels like a bit of a tactical flash in the pan of a philosophical episode, you're relying too much on social media.
And reason number three, you're overly attached to the current show and you're afraid to experiment consistently.
Yeah, back to the mental side of it.
So look, again, mine and Ty's goal is always to help you really gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you like or monetizing, and then giving and outlining very simple steps you can take to fix that. And we hope we've done that this episode. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe. And with that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's episode.
Thank you for listening. See you Monday.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.